Dismaying in Kriyas HaTorah, they lay in the Ha'azinu. The Gemara says in the Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Levim used to sing Ha'azinu in the Midrash that the Shir Shal Yom for Shabbos for the Korban Musaf. For the Korban, Tomit Shal Shachar, they did the Nisach HaYayin after the Tomit Shal Shachar, and then they sang this Mishali on the Shabbos. And then after they brought the Musafim, they poured the Yayin the Nisachim, and then the Levim sang the Ha'azinu. So Hazina was divided up into six sections. And the Rosh HaTeva says, Haziv Loch, Hei Zayin Yud Vav Lamed Chof, Haziv Loch. So the first Shabbos by the Nisach HaYayin after the Musafim, they said the Hei, then the next Shabbos they said the Zayin, Zechorei Ma'asoylem, then they said Yarkiveu, then they said Vayar Hashem Ayinotz, and after 6 weeks then they started all over again. So the Gemara says, "Kedech shachalukim kan, kachalukim in Beis HaKnesset." Just like the Levim divided Hazinu into six, and so too, when you learn Kriyas HaTorah and Shabbos Parshas Hazinu, you shouldn't make oisofes. I was once in a shul where there was a bar mitzvah. It was in London. There was a bar mitzvah in Hazinu. None of them were observant, but they were all kohanim. So the grandfather had to get an aliyah, the father had to get an aliyah, the bar mitzvah bach had to get an aliyah. You can only give three kohanim if you make a lot of hoisofes. So they made hoisofes galore on Hazinu. So after the davening, I was talking to one of the dayanim was there in shul also. They had dayanim. We had float around the daven in different shul, dayan from the Bezin. So I was talking to him. He was a big expert in Noshim Nizik. He never heard of this din. It's like din in the Gemara. It's a din in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to make hoisofes in Hazinu. It's even a discussion in the Dvar Avram. What's a din if by mistake they stopped an aliyah in the middle, and the person said, "Hashanasalana Terasemis." When you start the next aliyah, should you start back from the beginning, or should you start from where you left off? A discussion that far. So, and what about Shabbos afternoon, 2 days ago, and Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, and this morning? Also, there's an insistence that you have to lay in Haziv Loch. So you lay in half the Sedra. So that's what they did downstairs. They lay in the first three aliyahs till Revi. The Ramah says that this insistent, the Ramah in Hilchus Rosh Chodesh, where they have all the unusual dinim about Kriyas HaTorah. So the Ramah writes that this insistence that you have to break it up, Haziv Loch, only applies on Shabbos, Parshas Hazinu, when you're going to lay in the whole Sedra. But on Shabbos afternoon, Vayelach, or on Shenim Chamish in the morning that you're laying Hazinu, you don't insist like that. So most places, that's the minig, like the Ramah. And Acharonim say the Shari Knes Agdola quotes that other mekaymus anoyik to be makben on Haziv Loch, even in the weekdays as well. So Rav Soloveitchik was brought up in a Lubavitcher village, and Lubavitch there machmer like that opinion. So that's why he was always insistent that they should lay in Haziv Loch even on Sheni Vachamisha and Shabbos to Mincha. He thought that it may even be Achshash Isa Deraisa. Why? Because the Gemara has a din called Psuka de Loi Paskin Moshe Anan Loi Paskinon. You're not allowed to, when you learn Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to say half a pasuk. Then there's another Gemara Brachas that says called Parsha de Loi Paskin Moshe Anan Loi Paskinon. Gemara says that in the third Parsha of Kriyas Shema, you have to mention Zechiris Tzias Mitzrayim. So we say Tzitzit, Parsha is Tzitzit. The Gemara says, why don't you say Kel Motziyom Mitzrayim Kisof Asreim Lo by Nebuah's Bilom and Parsha's Bolok. Gemara says, no, if you're going to want to say that pasuk, you've got to say the whole parsha. It'll take forever. It's very long. Because there's a din called parsha dole paske moshe. So the Achrenim, the Magen Avram, asked the Kasha, is it called psuka dole paske? Is it called parsha dole paske? Which is it? So they give all kinds of terutim. So Rav Soloveitchik gave his own teretz. He thought the teretz is that the din not to be mafsik in the middle of a pasuk, not to be mafsik in the middle of a parsha, is because the Kriyas HaTorah has to be kichsova. You have to learn properly. So if you're going to lay in half a pasuk, you corrupted the pasuk. You're going to lay in half a parsha, you corrupted it. So it depends what the kriya is. When you give aliyahs in the Sefer Torah, so the din is each aliyah has to have a minimum of three psukim. They only give three aliyahs, so it should be a minimum of nine psukim. So the Gemara says, no, you have to have a minimum of 10 psukim. Any given aliyah has to have a minimum of three psukim. And the whole kriya Sefer Torah together, Sheni V'chamish and Shabbos afternoon, has to have a minimum of 10 psukim. So kach tiknu chachamim, and units of psukim. They never said you have to lay in a whole parsha from a psucha to a psucha to a stuma, but there is psukim. So there the din is called psucha de le paskin moshe and non le paskin. That's the Gemara Megillah in the context of Kriyas HaTorah, because you're reading Kriyas HaTorah, but there is psukim. By Kriyas Shema, you say Shema, b'hayom Shema, you say a whole parsha. So when the Chachamim instituted that you should say Zechiras Hitzias Mitzrayim, they instituted that you should say B'Torah's Parsha. So there the din is called Parsha Loi Paskin Moshe Non Loi Paskin. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that here, by the din of Hazinu, Shiras Hazinu, has to be recited as a poem. Let's say in English also, if you read a poem and you pause in the wrong place, you ruin the whole poem. You won't know what it means. A lot of times we read English poetry in college, so we didn't know how to zet sign the sentences. So the professor had to read it and pause in the right place. Oh, that's the pshat. After you paused in the right place, then you understood what the whole context, what the whole meaning of the whole poem was all about. So that's Hazinu is a poem. It's a shira. And if you pause in the wrong place, then you ruin the whole poem. The whole pshat in the poem depends on where you pause. Rashi on Chumash quotes that there are certain sukkim that is machleg zatanoim, what the pshat is in the sukkim. It depends how you pause. Where do you pause? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that here the din of Hazinu is that you have to learn a b'torah shira. So here the din will be not called psukah, not called parsha dolei paskei Moshe. Every stanza dolei paskei Moshe. This is the way it's supposed to be. The poem is supposed to be broken up. So he thought that this could possibly be an isa derais. Anyway, that was his practice. Here in yeshiva, they do like that. Yeah, there is a practice that people go to mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. The Rosh, at the very end of Yuma, quotes this from the Rav Sadi Gaon. When people go to mikvah, you have to go to kosher mikvah, and you say a bracha ala tefilo. The Rosh disagrees, and the Rosh understood, or misunderstood, whatever, the Rosh understood that the Rav Sadi Gaon meant you go to mikvah because chai vada matai ratzma beregel. So that's, and he thinks that it doesn't apply bizman as that. Chai varam tarats mabregal, number one, only applies Rosh Hashanah, only applies Shalosh Regolim. Number two, only applies if you're going to enter the Beis HaMikdash, because you have a chiyav al yol haregel. But bizman as that, there's no Beis HaMikdash, no one's entering the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean chai varam? It doesn't apply to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Bechlal. So what is the Rav Sadi Gaon talking about? That's the problem. Many people go to mikveh on Erev Yontif, because chayvarim tairatzma beregel. So the question is whether it really applies bizman hazeh. So that's a famous Shagasari has a tshuva. He thinks that he quotes this Rosh. He thinks it doesn't apply bizman hazeh. Chayvarim tairatzma beregel is only to enable everyone to be oyla regel to walk into the Azor. But we're not going into the Azor. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, nobody goes. There's no chiyav aliyah regel. Doesn't apply. Other mukubalim say it's a different word. Chayvarim tairatzma beregel means they presented like this, that Kedushas HaShabbos is so powerful, it'll have an effect on us even if we're in a state of Tumah. But Kedushas Yontav is not as powerful as Kedushas HaShabbos, so the Kedushas Yontav will only have a hashpoah, only have an effect on us if we are Tohar. So that should apply also, even Bizman HaZeh, has nothing to do with Aliyah Regel. It should apply even Bizman HaZeh, should apply even to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So that's a question, is that really so? The Kedushas HaShabbos is so powerful that you don't have to go to mikveh before. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a taina. I think he has a Gemara Chagiga that there's an inyan to go to mikveh on Erev Shabbos also. Chayvan Aratzmo, even Kedusha Shabbos, which is more powerful still. A person should go to mikveh, that it should be, the Kedusha Shabbos should have a stronger effect. So that's the question. What's the story with this practice going to mikveh? So Rav Sadi Gaon says you got to say a bracha. What kind of bracha? What is it all about? So Achronim say, I think Dorach HaShulchan and Rabbi Yeruchim Pella and others say like this. Rav Sadi Gaon, they think, must have understood that that's pshat on the pasuk Lifnei Hashem Titoru. Lifnei Hashem means prior to entering into Yom Kippur Titoru, you should go to the mikveh. So going to Rav Sadi Gaon, you have to go to a kosher mikveh, not just a mikveh for Takanas Ezra. The Gemara says for the purpose of Takanas Ezra that a Balkeri is not allowed to daven, not allowed to learn, so the Gemara says Maim Shuvim is also good. But if it's really a Din D'Oraisa, that Lifnei Hashem Titoru, that you have to go to mikveh before entering into Yom Kippur, then it has to be a kosher mikveh. So the Achronim learned that the Rav Sadi Gaon didn't mean to say that Yom Kippur is included in the general din of Chayvodim Taratzma Beregel. It's a special din Yom Kippur, more chomer than Shalvash Agam. Others say differently, that the Gemara says that Ezra made 10 takonas, and one of the takonas was that a Balkeri is neither permitted to learn nor permitted to daven. Then the Gemara says in the later generations, the later Tanoim repealed the takonas Ezra with respect to learning. That ain divitar mekabel halakol dvari koeshni mashem ayesh eni mekabel tuma av divitarei mekabel tuma. So Balkeri is permitted to learn Torah. What about did they repeal the takonas Ezra with respect to davening or only with respect to learning? So that's a machloikas, the Rambam and the Rambam. So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tefillah, Takana says it was repealed completely. It was all one big Takana, both with respect to learning and with respect to davening. But he writes, the Rambam writes in the Mishnah Torah, Sahadi Bamraimah, the Rabbanu Shalom should testify to me that I always go to mikveh before I daven. Interesting. But he says Mikra Din is not really necessary because Takana says it was really repealed. So it was repealed, so what did he gain by going to mikveh? So the Kesem Mishnah explains, because Takana says it did make sense. The reason why they repealed it is because it was Takana Shein Rebbe Atzibi Yechodim Lamed Bay. So that's why they were makled. But if Yechidei Sgula are able Lamed Bay, then it is recommended that they should go to mikveh. That's how the Kesem Mishnah explains that Rambam. He says they repealed it, and still what is he machmen to go to mikveh? So he explains like that. So the Raibid disagrees with this Rambam. We don't have a Hasagas Raibid on the side of the Rambam in Hilchas Tefillah, but the Rosh and Brochus quotes that the Raibid disagrees, the famous Raibid. There are different Raibids. The famous Raibid, who always disagrees with the Rambam, disagrees with this one also. He holds that Mi'ikar Adin, Balkari is permitted to learn, but he's not allowed to daven. They never repeal Talkanas Ezra with respect to davening. So then all year long you have to go to mikveh. So the Hasidim, many Hasidim have that practice. They always go to mikveh before they daven, but we assume that's only a chumrah, Amidas Hasidus. Mikra din, the din is like the Rambam. So that's what some Rishonim write like this. And Aseres made sure we're machmer on things even at a mutter. So just like we're machmer not to eat paspalter, you introduce different chumras and Aseres made sure. So some have the meaning. Aseres made sure you go to mikveh because of Takana says, oh, there's only have the meaning here. Yom Kippur to go to mikveh because of Takana says.
Wasn't that Takana that people shouldn't be having beer like chickens? So that if you go every day, then it doesn't help because it doesn't matter if you're going every day.
Yeah, correct. That is correct. No, they go every day. Just they want people to know when they're with their wives and when they're not with their wives. So they just make believe that they're going to mikveh every day. But the purpose of the takana is not accomplished if you're going to go to mikveh every day. Then there's a third reason that's given why many have the practice. Some don't go to mikveh, even on Erev Yom Kippur, but most people do go to mikveh. So some have, some say the din is that a ger has to go to mikveh because he's meisiv kedusha. A ger is becoming endowed with kedushas hitzuah when there was bechiras kohanim, when there was bechiras levim, and the chumash had said they had to go to mikveh. It's not for the purpose of removing tumah. A ger habol, this guy has to, a man or a woman have to go to the mikveh to be endowed with kedushas hitzuah. So in a certain sense, a bal tshuva is also like a ger. So just like the ger has to go to mikveh, so too the bal tshuva on Yom Kippur, we believe just like a ger changes his soul, supposed to change his whole personality. There's a basic difference between the neshama of a Yisrael and the neshama of a Nochri. It's a different, made up from different material. So when a ger is nizgayer, we assume, the Zohar says like that, his old neshama leaves him and he gets a new neshama. The Gemara has a statement, ger shen nizgayer kekot neshano ledami. In the context of the Gemara, that's not what it means. But as a melitza, it applies there too. Just like when a baby is born, kot neshano, he's given a neshama. So the ger ha-mizgayer gets a different neshama. The old neshama disappears and he gets a new neshama. So Baal Tshuva also has the ability to change his whole self. So that those are the three different reasons why the minig is to go to mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Yuma learns that from Psukim that just like Moshe Rabbeinu when he said, Vida mehefel kol, so onachoto hem hazeh chato gdoilo, they made the Egel Azov. He said Ono. So we too, when we say Vida, we should say Ono. The Kain Gadol, when the Kain Gadol says Vida, he says Ono Hashem. Chato said Ono Hashem. Kapan al chatoim will apshaim and so on. So we're supposed to say Ono, and a lot of them machzerim is missing. So the word Ono is missing. You should add it on. Then Rabbi Kivega quotes in Shulchan Aruch that when you say the last line there, so he says more correct is he says anachnu ba'aseinu chatanu, because that's a lashon haposuk. V'hisvadu es avoyna v'savoyna avoysam. So we should say like the pasuk says, aval anachnu ba'aseinu chatanu. The meaning is we spoke last week. The meaning is that the Gemara says it. Then you're supposed to stand for vidui, and even when the Chazan is repeating the Shemoneh Esrei, he's saying vidui. In the days of the Gemara, the Tzibur didn't say vidui. The Chazan alone said vidui. Everybody has to stand. Our meaning is that we say along with the Chazan. So then the Achrenim have a meaning that vidui should be recited by Amida and Bishchia, leaning over a little bit, like when you say Moedim, you lean over. So when you say vidui, also should be Bishchia. And then the meaning is, Rav Soloveitchik had this meaning also, it's a written in the Matei Ephraim, that even when you recite the Seder HaVoida and you say the Kacha Yoimer, you say the vidui that the Kohen Gadol used to say, not saying your own vidui, say Kacha Yoimer, on Hashem Chatos Yavisit Peshayte Lefanecha. When we say that part of the vidui, just like the Kohen Gadol would recite it Bishchia in a leaning position, so we also lean over to say that vidui. On Yom Kippur in the morning, there's a machlekes hatanaim, how many aliyahs you give. On a regular week, they give 3 aliyahs. On Chol HaMoed Rosh Chodesh, the day is a little more important, you give 4 aliyahs. On Yom Tov, you give 5 aliyahs. And Shabbos and Yom Kippur is 6 and 7, but it's a machlekes which is 6 and which is 7. So Rabbi Akiva's opinion is that Shabbos is 6 and Yom Kippur is 7. We don't follow Rabbi Akiva. We follow Rabbi Shmuel. That's unusual. Usually we follow Rabbi Akiva. Here we follow Rabbi Shmuel that you give 6 aliyahs on Yom Kippur, and you give 7 aliyahs on Shabbos. The Achrayim point out that there's such a similar machlokes in Masecha Shabbos, which is higher, which is the higher level, Shabbos or Yom Kippur, that you're allowed to make the beds. Let's say Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, so you're allowed to make the beds, you're allowed to do hachonis on Yontif for Shabbos if it's not a malocha. If it's a malocha, then it's only made in Erev Tavshilin. But if you didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to do malachas. But to do a hachonah she'en bo malacha, so that's mutter to do from Yontif to Shabbos, from Shabbos to Yontif. No, you're not allowed to be mechen from the day that has a higher level of Kedusha to the day that has the lower level of Kedusha. So that's the question, what about Shabbos and Yom Kippur? So we assume that Shabbos has the higher level. So to make the beds on Yom Kippur for Shabbos would be permissible. That's Rabbi Shmuel says like that. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Masech Shabbos Achrenim say it seems to be Lushitosam regarding how many aliyahs he give on Yom Kippur in the morning. The Rishonim point out that the Gemara in Brachas says that if let's say Rosh Chodesh, it's the afternoon, person didn't daven Musaf yet. He's supposed to daven Musaf before the end of Zayin Shoras. Zayin Shoras is an hour after Chatzos. So it's not right to wait to daven Musaf after Zayin Shoras. Nikri Poshea. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that if you didn't daven Musaf before, let's say Chatzos is 1 o'clock, and the end of Zayin Shoras is 2 o'clock, so Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is if you didn't daven Musaf before 2 o'clock, so you lost your opportunity. Always man a bottle kabbani. You can't daven Musaf later. We don't pass like that. But l'chatchila, we say that you're supposed to daven Musaf before the end of Zayin Shoras. And if you daven after Nikra Pasha, that's a problem. A lot of places on Simchas Torah, they have hakafas forever. They don't get to daven Musaf till after 2 o'clock. So the Achrayim Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva. All the Achrayim complain. Says Simchas Torah, we want to show kavod to the Torah. So that's the day that we violate all the dinim that all year long we never violate. People forget and they eat before Kiddush, because the hakafas take forever. Leil Simchas Torah and Simchas Torah in the morning. So the people forget, they got to make Kiddush. It's a yontif, you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Then people sit when they're carrying the Sefer Torah. They said it's Keneged Adin, you're supposed to stand. When someone's standing with the Sefer Torah, standing still, let's say the Chazan is benching Rosh Chodesh, he's not walking with the Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says you don't have to stand. But here they're walking, they're dancing with the Sefer Torah. So you're supposed to stand the whole time. Then the third mistake that they violate in many shuls is you don't begin to daven Musaf till after 2 o'clock, which is not right. That's Keneged Adin, Nikre Poshem. So let's say Farfan, let's say it's already 4 o'clock in the afternoon and the guy didn't daven Musaf yet and it didn't daven Mincha yet. So if he plans to daven Mincha and Shul later at 6 o'clock, he just wants to daven Musaf now. He doesn't want to daven Mincha now, so let him daven Musaf. But if there's no minyan where he is and he wants to daven both Musaf and Mincha, so which should he daven first? So the Gemara says the din is Tadir B'Sheina Tadir. So the Mincha comes every day. Musaf is only once in a long while. You have Musaf, so you should daven Mincha before Musaf. So that's what Achrayim say, that Rishayim say. Rishayim say, the Balei HaTaisa say. On Yom Kippur, if you're going to wait till, let's say, Chatzais is 1 o'clock approximately, so approximately 1:30, is half an hour after Chatzais, at 1:30, The people in the shul, they want to daven musaf, they want to daven mincha. We have no insistence, we want to daven mincha first, musaf first. It's the same thing as far as we're concerned. So if it's already 1:30, you're supposed to daven mincha first. So that's a machlokes harishonim. That din, that you daven mincha before musaf, it's already after 1:30, they do that bitzibur. Going to do a bitzibur, you're going to confuse the whole olam. The people will absolutely not understand what's going on. Maybe that din only applies to yochid. So that's a machlokes harishonim. So that's why in Shulchan Aruch it says the gaboim and the shul should make sure that they start davening musaf before 1:30, so you don't get involved in the machlokes harishonim. I remember once in my father's shul, my father was the rabbi. So the practice was the chazan made a whole production, theatrical production out of Hinani Hani Mimas. He would stand by the door and he would walk up to the bima, and it took around 25 minutes till he walked up to the finish Hinani Hani Mimas. And the clock was ticking away. So my father said, you have to leave out Hinani today. So the Balabatam thought the world is coming to an end. That's the main part of the davening, is Hinani Hani Mimas. But that's the din. You have to start Musa before half an hour after Chatzais. You have to cut out. So the Achrayim and Shulchan Aruch, they say you should leave out Mishaberachs, not to make too many Mishaberachs by Kriyas HaTorah, in order to make sure that you start the Musaf before half an hour after Chatzais.
Starting or finishing?
The Prima Gaon says starting is enough, because we don't finish Musaf. We'll finish Musaf by, let's say, even. He's supposed to daven musaf before 2 o'clock, before the end of Zayin Shoyes. And if you didn't daven musaf before Zayin Shoyes, nikra posheya. We don't finish musaf by 2 o'clock. We finish musaf 4 o'clock, way later. So the Prima Gaon says, as long as he started musaf before, that's acceptable. Yeah.
Usually we don't follow this Prima Gaon, though, with regards to davening mincha before sunset. A lot of the other times they come into play. I feel like we usually follow this Prima Gaon.
No, that's if you have a Zman Tfilah, you have to daven Shachris before the Sof Zman Shachris, daven Mincha before the Sof Zman Mincha, then you have to finish before the Sof Zman. But over here it said, Din Nikri Posheya. So Posheya, the Prima Gaon understands that you have to begin, as long as the Tfilah Balachash began, let's say, as long as the Tzibur started Tfilah Balachash before 2 o'clock, even though the Chazan is not going to begin till after 2 o'clock. But as long as he started, the Tefillah Balacha started before 2 o'clock. So that's okay. So you started Musa before. You're not called Poshe. I think that's what's usually assumed. Chazan doesn't finish by 2 o'clock. In the Seder HaVoida, we say with the Nusach that the Kohen Gadol said the Vidui on Yom Kippur. So he says, On Hashem Chatos Avisa Peshati Lefanech, On Hashem Kapan Alachatoim Lapshoim Lavoinus, etc. So the Mefoshim ask, Ona means please. So On Hashem Kapan Alachatoim Lavoinus Lapshoim, he says, please forgive all of our sins. What does the first sentence mean? On Hashem Chatos Avisa Peshati Lefanech, please God, I sinned. What is he asking for? He didn't ask for anything. Doesn't make sense. On Hashem Chatosi. So Rav Soloveitchik used to give drushes every year on Aseres Meitshuva for the Rabbinical Council of America. So he said over that the Darshanim in Europe used to interpret, On Hashem, please give me the power to admit that I did an aver. That people usually can't admit that they did something wrong. I remember about 10 years ago, there was a short essay that was written by an Arab who lives in America, and he does business with Jews. So he knows that Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, he knows they take off from work any day. He knows Yom Kippur, the day of forgiveness. So yes, his business associate, what do they do on Yom Kippur? He said. So the Jew explained to him, we say vidui, that we sinned, and we clap al chet, and we promise that we're not going to sin again, and we're going to improve our lives. So this Arab wrote a whole essay that was on the internet. What a beautiful religion. He says, by us, we never admit that we made a mistake. And we did something wrong, so in order to defend ourselves, so we make more mistakes. To back up, no one ever, an Arab never admits that he did. We should pick this up from the Jewish religion. What a beautiful thing. You admit you did a mistake and you correct it. Yeah. So that's the first step is, on Hashem Chatos Avisa, please give me the courage to admit that I made a mistake. There's a Mishnah in the Goyim that says, Machlokes HaTanoim, can the Goyim, the Kohen, who paskens that the person is Tomei HaTor, is it okay if he's related to the Odom who has the Negatzeras? That's a machlokes. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Makash Rivin Linegoim, just like a Din Torah. The Dayonim can't be craven to the Baladinim, so maybe there's a Hekesh, a PM year called Rivach on Nega. It says the Kohanim are supposed to Paskin Dine Torah and they're supposed to Paskin Anegoim, so maybe if you hold Makash Rivin Linegoim, so a Korev should not be Royas Nige Kroivai. And the other Chachamim disagree. The Korev can Paskin on Negoim. Call on Negoim, Adam Roy, Chutz Minige Atzmo. But he shouldn't paskan on himself. He only paskan on others. So the Bali Musa quote that Mishnah, call on the goyim, it's in Mishnah Negoim. It goes on Negat Tzaraas. So the Bali Musa quoted out of context. And they say, you can always see other people's chesreinus. Call on the goyim, adam ro, chutz minigay atzma. A person never admits that he made a mistake. That's the main, whenever people tell over a story, different people tell over the same story. So each one who tells over the story is always the center of the of attraction. He always tells over the story in such a way that he was the hero. Another person tells over the same story, the exact same story. He was the hero of the same story. Everybody always, that's everyone has such a perception that they're right and everything they do is right. So that's, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, give me the power, give me the ability to admit that I did a mistake. Then we say, On Hashem Chatos Avisa Pashaitin, it's On HaBashem, Kapana Bachatoim, Lapshoim, Vlavoinas. What do you mean? On HaBashem. Tosfos quotes that from the Yerushalmi, that when you say, On Hashem Kapana Bachatoim, you say, On HaBashem. What does it mean, Ona Bashem? Ona Bashem? Ona Hashem, please God give me forgiveness. But what does it mean, Ona Bashem? So Leitchik thought that you're supposed to say, Ona, pause, Bashem kapadol ha-chavayim. Well, ha-chavayim means, but the Kedusha Sayyam of Yom Kippur, which is that there's a Shem Hashem Eschal on the whole day, there's a special added Hashroas Hashchina on Yom Kippur. When Yom Kippur ends, so we blow shofar. So the different reasons given by Tosfos for the Tkiya shofar at the end of Yom Kippur. So some Balei Tosfos have three different reasons. Some Balei Tosfos said that at Yom Kippur shel Yovel they used to blow shofar. We don't know which year is supposed to be Yovel. So every Yom Kippur we blow shofar. Maybe this year is Yovel. Zecher l'Tkiya shel Yom Kippur shel Yovel. So they have the meaning. Those people have the meaning that they blow after Yom Kippur is over. Tkiya Tashrat, they blow Tkiya, Shvam, Shvua, Tkiya. That's what they used to blow. They blew three times on Yom Kippur, Shoyotos. Absolvechik had that meaning, that on Yom, so Yom Kippur, he would blow Tashrat. But most people don't have that meaning, just blow Tkiya Gedoylo, or Chua Gedoylo, some have Chua Gedoylo, Tkiya Gedoylo. So, the others say, B'mshech b'keren ha-yevel, ha-hema ya'ala bahar, calls man nishchinim as an ha-sinai, no one was allowed to go up on ha-sinai, b'hema mishlo yichya, they would get skila. But after the Maimon Hasina was over, and then they heard the shofar sounding, so that was a siman to Siluk Shechina. So then Hemi Alabahar, then Hasina didn't have any more kedusha. The Shechina left. Everybody was allowed to go up. So we blow shofar on Mitzvah Yom Kippur to demonstrate that the Siluk Shechina. That's why we say Hashem Hu Elokim seven times. We only believe in one God. What are we saying Hashem Elokim seven times? So like Haimah Shma Shma Mishaskin also. We only believe in one God. So what seven times? The Tosfos says, no, Akavona is, the Gemara says in Chagiga, based on Psukim and Tanakh, that there were seven heavens, Zayin Rikim. Whole Gemara in Chagiga. We say, Baruch Lekeinu Shasimcha b'ma'ono, by a chasana, or by a shepherd, Baruch Hu. Ma'on is not the seventh heaven. In English, there's an expression, the guy's so happy, he's in seventh heaven. When you say Shasimcha ma'ono, that's not the seventh heaven, I think it's the fifth. Seventh heaven is not as happy as the other heavens. Because the Gemara says that the Shechina is crying. B'mistorim tivka nafshi. The Gemara Chagig in the first parak says there's a contradiction between two psukim. One pasuk says, "Hod v'hod olafon v'oiz v'chedva b'mkoyim." The presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam is only cheerfulness. Oiz v'chedva. There's always cheer. The other pasuk says, "B'mistorim tivka nafshi." The Ribbono Shel Olam is crying. So which is it? Is he crying or is there cheerfulness? So the Gemara says, "Kam be'botek gavoy, kam be'botek baroy." In the inner chambers, it's like this, and the outer chambers, it's like that. Which is which? So people usually read the Gemara wrong, but if you read the next line in the Gemara, it's clear. In the inner chambers, b'mistarim tifka nafshi. In the seventh heaven, God is crying about what's happening in the world. There are tragedies happening. The tzadik v'ra la rosh el tar. Baruch Shalom is not happy about that. But in the bate gavoy, in the outer chambers, it looks as if nothing is bothering the Baruch Shalom. As if they're only always b'chedev b'mkam, always rejoicing. So we can say Baruch Alekena Shasimcha Bima Ono. Ma'on is not the seventh heaven. Seventh heaven, there isn't so much rejoicing. There's a lot of crying over there. no one is watching, the Ribbono Shel Olam is very sad and he's crying over the bad state of affairs in the world. Mo'on is, I think, the fifth heaven. So the Gemara says that there are seven heavens. So we blow shofar at the end of Yom Kippur as a simul silik shechina. That's the second shot that Taisa gives in the minig. And shechina goes from earth to the first heaven, from the first heaven to the second heaven to the third heaven. So we want to wish the shechina a safe trip when it's going back to the seventh heaven. So we say seven times Hashem Hu Elokim. So that's what Taisa said. That's why we're not in violation of the Mishnah, that if you say, Oy, mish, mash, mam, shaskin, also, it sounds as if you believe in more than one God. No, there's one God, but there are seven heavens. So the Shechina is going back to the seventh heaven. In fact, we have a meaning that we do Kol Nidre, an Erev Yom Kippur. So what is that all about? Hatoris and Dorim. Many Rishonim hold that Kol Nidre is a Hatoris and Dorim, and then a Dorim Lisha Over. We spoke about it last week. So what do you do Hatoris and Dorim? So different explanations are given. Sir Absolvechik suggested another explanation, that the unique feature of Yom Kippur is that there's a special Hashvas Hashchina. So if you want to be Moisid Mechoyla LaKodesh on Yom Kippur, even the Rambam agrees that there's a mitzvah L'Hoisid Mechoyla LaKodesh. Rambam doesn't quote any Shabbos or Yontif, only on Yom Kippur, L'Fon of Liach, there's a Din of Tosefos. So if you want to be Moisid Mechoyla LaKodesh, how can you get that trick? How can you cause the Shechina to come? So he said, make a bezin, Elokim Nitzel Badas Kel, tomorrow Shir Shal Yom. When you make a kviyas bezin, so the Shechina is going to be sure there. So rather to have a din Torah between Reuben and Shimon, who are cursing each other and screaming at the Dayanim and so on, so you have a Hataras and Dorm. So you call a bezin for a Hataras and Dorm, and the Shechina will come. The Shechina comes whenever you have an honest bezin. If you have a crooked bezin, the Shechina is not going to be there. But if you have an honest bezin. So that was his suggestion. Maybe that's the reason why we say Kol Nidre, Hataras and Dorm, Lishovar, to bring the Shechina down, to be Moshe Mechol HaLakodesh. So we assume that on Yom Kippur, there's a special added Hashvas HaShechina. And that's how it says, Ki Bayoyim Azei Yechaper Aleichem. Bayoyim doesn't mean on this day, it means with this day. I say, in Hebrew, of Soloveitchik said, the Balei Diktok from the days of Rishonim, we call it the Beis HaKeli. With, let's say, I will shoot you with this pistol. Ba'ekdach Hazeh. It does mean in the pistol, it means with the pistol. That's the kli that I'm going to use. See, ki bayoyim hazeh, with the koyach of kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will atone our sins. What do you mean with koyach of kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur? So he quoted from the Bnei Yisoscha is a chsidusha sefer, chsidusha rebbe, Rapir Shmelech Dinava. So the Bnei Yisoscha says that a lot of people have the practice, they don't refer to Yom Kippur as Yom Kippur. Not allowed to say Yom Kippur, they say the Yom HaKadosh. Why not let's say Yom Kippur? It's like a b'china moitzi shem shamayim l'atolot, that the uniqueness of Yom Kippur is that it's a special hashvas hashchina, and when you have dirty clothing and you rub it, you soak it in water and you rub it with detergent, so that cleanses, gets all the dirt off. So on Yom Kippur we rub ourselves with the shchina. Shchina rubs our soul and it cleanses, the shifshuf with the shchina cleanses the soul. So that's what it means. Ki b'yoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wipe off the souls with the essence of the Kedusha Sayyam means, the special Hashvas Hashchina that's present on Yom Kippur. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, maybe that's what it means. Ono, b'shem kapano, b'shem Hashem, that Yom Kippur is considered as if there's a special Hashvas Hashchina. So b'shem kapano, with the shem Hashem, with the Hashvas Hashchina, it should be a mechaper liaveris. By Mincha, the Gemara says, Yilein Parshas Arayis. Oh, we mentioned there are two different reasons why you blow shofar on Metzoyah Yom Kippur. One reason is Zecher LeYovel, maybe this year is Yom Kippur Shoyovel. The other reason is a similar Silek Shechina. Then the third reason, Tosfos quotes, is that we want to blow shofar that everyone should know. They should go home and feed their children. Everybody should run home and eat. That people shouldn't be negligent. Make sure that everyone is healthy, not to fast too long. And it's a mitzvah to eat on Metzoyah Yom Kippur. We should assume that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave all of our sins and we should celebrate. It's inshallah. We should have a fleshig meal on Metzoyah Yom Kippur. Those are the three reasons that Tosfos gives in different Masechtos and Megillah and Masechta Shabbos. Yeah, Mincha we learn Parshas Arayis. What's up is Parshas Arayis from all the Parshias. Why Arayis? That Tosfos has two suggestions. One reason is that they used that big Shiduchim And the Mishnah says, Lo Yohem Liso Yom Tovim, Kechamishos Abavik Yom Kippurim. These are the two jolliest days in the Jewish calendar. The girls would dance, hey, like a dance on Yom Tov, that's a question. The girls would dance outside, and the boys would pick wives. They spent a lot of time making Shidduchim on Yom Kippur. So we want to announce that you're not allowed to marry anybody and everybody. There are certain relatives whom you're not allowed to marry. So that's one explanation Tosfos gives. We read Parshas Arayis because of that practice, that they used to make a lot of Shidduchim on Yom Kippur. Then Tosfos gives another explanation. We're crying out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. You told us not to be Megala Erva. So don't be Megala Ar Erva. A Melitza means don't let everybody know that we did Averis. Please forgive our sins. So don't publicize our Averis by punishing us. Don't be Megala Erva. So the Rebbe gave a third suggestion. I don't know if it comes from Rishonim. A lot of things that he said, years later we found that they were Gemaras. They were Tosfos and they were Rishonim. This I didn't find yet. He said, maybe the Pshat is like this. The Takanas Chachamim always was that in Mincha, on Shabbos afternoon, you always lay where you left off in the morning. Like on Vayelach. On Shabbos we lay in Vayelach, then to Mincha we lay in Hazin. Mokum She Mavsikim B'Shachris, that's where you pick up Mincha. That's the Lashon HaGemar. So he said, Yom Kippur in the morning, you lay in the beginning of Achrei Mois. Then Mincha and Yom Kippur is like a regular Shabbos. You lay in the end of Achrei Mois. We leave out a lot in between. But he said maybe it's based on that din, the regular din, that on any Shabbos when you lay in to Mincha, you lay in where you left off in the morning. That was his suggestion. Yeah. The Kriyas HaTorah Mincha and Yom Kippur is a big machloikis in Rishonim. Rabbi Kibega has a tshuva where he discusses the following shaila. A person is old and sick, and the Rabbanim say he has to eat on Yom Kippur. So he eats on Yom Kippur. Everything else he observes. He wears sneakers, and he doesn't violate the other inuim. So he's observing to the best of his ability the laws of Yom Kippur. Can you give him an aliyah? So Shachris, you can give him an aliyah. He's observing whatever he's supposed to observe. What about Mincha? Is the Kriyas HaTorah, Rabbi Kivega has a suffix, is Kriyas HaTorah on Mincha on Yom Kippur like a tiny sibur? So you only give the aliyah to one who's fasting. If a person is not fasting, so the Kriyas HaTorah is B'Torah's tainus. Or is the Kriyas HaTorah Mincha on Yom Kippur like Shabbos? That the Kriyas HaTorah is because Shabbos to Mincha, they made a takana. So maybe Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, you have a Kriyas HaTorah. So that's a deal in Rabbi Kivega. So the Marcheshes is a Tshuva Zefer, written by Rav Penach Egish. He was a Dayan in Vilna. He was older than Rav Chaim Moshe. He was older, and he outlived Rav Chaim Moshe. Rav Chaim Moshe died pretty young. So he learned by the Beis Halevi, and he has interesting Tshuvas. So he has in his Tshuva, Rav Soloveitchik used to say this over. Rav Soloveitchik used to travel every so often to, when he was in the university in Berlin, he used to travel to Vilna to talk and learning with Rav Chaim Moshe, and sometimes he would talk and learning with Rav Penach Egish. He would tell over stories about both of them. So this one he would say over pretty often, this one. There's a machloikis, the Mechaber and the Ramoa, comes from the Mordechai, machloikis from the Rishonim. The one who gets mafter to Mincha, how does he end off? What's the last bracha? And in Tainus Sibur, the last bracha is Magen David, and that's all. So that's Minig Ashkenaz, that you end off Magen David, because the Kriyas HaTorah, Mincha, and Haftar is B'Torah's Tainus Sibur. The Mechaber writes that you end off, you say an additional bracha, like Shabbos in the morning. Magen David is next to the last bracha. Then you say, Ala Torah, Ala Avoida, Val Yom HaShabbos Hazeh. So on Yom Kippur, you say to Mincha also, Ala Torah, Avoida, Val Yom HaKippurim Hazeh. Then you say, Dvarcha Malkeinu HaMes V'Kayim Alay, Baruch HaTah Hashem Melcha, Kolot, Mekar Tzizol, Yom HaKippurim. So then you're assuming that the Kriyas HaTorah to Mincha is B'Torah's Yom Kippur, not B'Torah's Tainus Sibur. If it wouldn't be B'Torah's Tainus Sibur, you would end off Magen David. So the Marcheshes, the Rabbi Penach Egish says that he thinks that the Rabbi Kivega's Shaila, whether the Choyla who's observing everything except he has to eat, can he get an Aliyah to Mincha, is the Kriyas HaTorah B'Torah's Tainus Sibur. B'Torah's Yom Kippur should depend on this Machlokes, the Mechaber, the Ramah. Yeah, Rav Soloveitchik gathered on this part, is not in the Marcheshes. The minig is that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the Balkori lanes with a very eerie niggun. He doesn't lane with the regular trup. High pitched, everything. And then the people who get an aliyah, instead of saying the normal niggun, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Hamavaroch, the whole niggun is different. So there are two minhagim regarding mincha. So what niggun do you use? So Rav Soloveitchik said everybody should be synchronized. if the Baal Kori plants the lane in a normal niggin, so the Chayla Lator should also say the normal niggin. He shouldn't say the eerie niggin. And which is the correct practice? So he said it depends on this machlokes, whether the Kriyas HaTorah to Mincha and Yom Kippur is Betoris Tainas Sibur. So it's a regular niggin, but if it's Betoris Yom Kippur, then it should be with the eerie niggin. So he said these should all go together. Yes, the common practice, Minig Ashkenaz, is that we end off Magen David. So we assume that is Betoris Tainas Sibur. So but the brachas with the niggin for the Kriyas HaTorah should be the normal niggin like all year long. Shouldn't be the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur niggin. Rav Soloveitchik's practice in his minyan was he followed the Gro. In Volozhin they followed the Gro. So the Gro holds like the Mechaber that you do say Ala Torah Vala Voida to Mincha on Yom Kippur. But that was his family practice because he came from Volozhin. But he says he thinks that it makes more sense the other way. He thinks that the Kriyas HaTorah, the Haftorah, sounds like a Taina Siba Dig Haftorah, about doing tshuva. It doesn't sound, the Haftorah of Mapta Yon has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. It sounds like doing tshuva, so it sounds like a regular Taina Siba. The Gemara quotes that there was a Tana who lived in Rome, Ramasya ben Chorosh, and he's the one who said over the Abo Chiluke Kapora, the four Madregas. That if a person over al essay, a person didn't daven one day, he didn't like tefillin one day, didn't say kriyashma mizman, he woke up late in mizman kriyashma, so if he does tshuva, enozaz mishama shemochon lo, his avera will be forgiven. And if he violates a lois essay, let's say he treifes, he eats chazer or something, so tshuva toilu v'yam kippur mechaper, yes, so he kibbo yam azay yachaper aleichem, yam kippur mechaper for one who violated a lois essay. What if he did malocha on Shabbos, with Boal Anida or something, he violated Nisa Kore, sorry, Nisa Mrs. Bezen, the creases Mrs. Bezen, that's Chamuris, so even the tshuva with Yom Kippur is not enough, he'll have to suffer Yisurim, and Hashemayim, they'll see to it that he shouldn't do Yisurim on himself, and Hashemayim, they'll cause him to have Yisurim, that'll be the Kapar. And then the fourth category is, what if he caused the Chil Hashem? So one is Mevazet HaMechochem, or a rabbi who does an Avera, the last couple of years, I don't remember, I'm almost 75. I don't remember such two bad years that so many rabbis were caught with such averus. Unbelievable. I never saw such a thing. Maybe we're giving too much smicha. Maybe we're giving out too many smichas. We should give less smichas. I don't know. So if a rabbi does an avera, people in Mavaz and Tamil Chacham, that's considered a big chil Hashem. So chil Hashem, the tshuva with the Yom Kippur, with the Yisurim is not going to help until a person dies. And he quotes Psukim. Masi Mecharesh quotes Psukim to that effect. So that Rav Pirush Melech Dinever, that Chassidish Rebbe, has another sefer. He wrote the Bnei Yisoschar. He called the Bnei Yisoschar because his Chassidish Rebbe, his Rebbe told him that Beruach HaKadosh is Moshevet Yisoschar. So he called the sefer Bnei Yisoschar. And he used to pronounce it Yisoschar. It's a question when you learn Kriyas HaTorah, how are you supposed to pronounce it? His practice was he pronounced it Yisoschar. There's a Rashi and Dibra Yomim that Yisoschar is a Kri and a Ksiv. You're not supposed to pronounce the two shins. And others hold not like the Rashi. They say Rashi and Dirayam is not by Rashi, it's by someone else. So that's a question. How are you supposed to pronounce the word Yisoschar? Yisoschar or Yisoschar? So this Rav Pirush Melech Dinever, he wrote quite a few swarm. So he wrote about the sefer called Derech Pikudecha. So in the Hagdomah to the Derech Pikudecha, he raises this kash that the Gemara says, if a man is Mekadosh and Isha, Amanosh Anit Tzadi Gomor, Mekadosh is Misafik, Shema Hira Tshuva Beliba. So he asked the Kasha, what does it help? He was going to be Mahara Tshuva Beliba. But you need sometimes, maybe he did an aver that you need Yom Kippur, and you need Yisurim, and you need Yom Amisa. So what does it help? He says, Amanosh Anit Tzadi Gomor, Hira Tshuva is not always enough. Hira Tshuva is only enough by Yesse. So he has a whole pilpul on this. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that it's not a Kasha. He said he doesn't think that's a good kasha. He said, when a person does tshuva, he's no longer a rasha. Tshuva is mafkir the shem rasha on the gap. I'm not sure I need tzadik. He's a tzadik. Abba chiluki kapara, that's a different thing. When will a sin be forgiven that the bezon shel maila won't punish him anymore? That's two unrelated things. Of course, shem rasha is right away. I'm not sure I need tzadik. It's right away. Shem here a tshuva believer. Yeah, Amritzoy Yom Kippur, the minig is that we don't say the Tumin Hagim. Some have the minig is say Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur in order to have an additional schus for the Yom Adin. Most have the minig that we don't say Kiddush Levana until after Yom Kippur, because you have to recite Kiddush Labanim when in a happy mood. So because Yom Kippur is coming, so we're a little serious, so we're not in such a happy mood. So we recite Kiddush Labanim right after Yom Kippur. So Rav Soloveitchik used to say Kiddush Labanim right after Yom Kippur, after the moon appeared. And every year he would give the same drasha, that on Matzoi Tisha B'Av, you're not supposed to say Kiddush Labanim until after you eat and after you put on your shoes. But that's because Tisha B'Av is a Yom Tonis, it's a Yom Avelis. But Yom Kippur is not a Yom Avelis. So we can say Kiddush Levana even though we're not wearing our shoes and even though we haven't eaten yet, we're hungry. There's nothing wrong. We're in a good mood, you can say. Every year he would give the drosh and explain. I was going to give a whole discussion of different parts of the Seder Avodah, but my time is up. So you're invited to attend the first shiur of the day downstairs. Okay. Shalom Aleichem. Maxim and Teva, good yard. Oh, man, everyone should be healthy.
I left the word with your reference for the
yes. Oh, man, thank you.
Yes. All over.
I'm here on the.